This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have resumed the process of certifying President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory hours after an angry mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol, forcing members to be rushed from the building. Hundreds of protesters, stirred up by a rally in which President Trump urged them to march on the Congress, stormed into the building Wednesday afternoon. The chaos halted Congress's constitutionally mandated counting of the Electoral College results, which showed Biden defeated Trump 306 to 232. Police later cleared the building, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress would finish its duty.
This failed insurrection only underscores how crucial the task before us is for our republic.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the action a stain on our country that will not be easily washed away.
The final, terrible, indelible legacy of the 45th President of the United States, undoubtedly our worst.
The incident sparked bipartisan outrage, with many lawmakers blaming the president for the violence. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. This is VOA.